Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Thursday, April 20th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And today we've got news on Batgirl and some other stuff. So first up is that Batgirl. Joss Whedon was at the premiere for GOTGVOL2. Guardians 2. It's a long title. Talking and was asked about a potential Batgirl movie by Variety, and you can see we'll have a link to the Twitter clip. It's just under a minute him talking about it, but on the Batgirl movie, he said, "I have so many things to say about her. I'm very excited to see a girl in the cowl," which kind of relates back. We talked about before how this is kind of a passion project for him, and you know, he was talking about a female Batman movie like before Age of Ultron came out. So it's cool to see he probably has a good idea of what he wants to do with this film, even though he hasn't been working on it very long.
Yeah.
And in terms of casting, he says I don't have my eye on anybody. I'm creating this character. I'm in a dialogue with her, and then we'll see who joins that later on, which is just normal writer speak, I guess.
Yeah.
And he said, I doubt it'll be a name. I think this is somewhere where you go and find Batgirl and then you cast her. And he went on to say, you know, he's not against movie stars if that happens to be the best name. But from what he said here, I feel like there's a good chance it's an unknown. And maybe, especially if he goes younger and casts an actual girl, a younger teenager version of Batgirl.
Yeah.
I think they could go a wide range of ages for Batgirl on this.
Yeah, and I think this really lines up with just kind of the feeling we had going into it with Joss Whedon and Batgirl about, I thought he was going to pick an unknown probably. And it's, I think he's so passionate about Batgirl that he has a very specific vision for Batgirl in his mind. And it probably isn't revolving around like one actress that he already knows. And like he said, and I'm going to take him at his word, I think he's going to make the character mold it into the way that he wants it in the script. And then go find somebody who fits the character he's already made.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. I'm sure he has a specific vision for it. And it kind of sounds like we still haven't gotten official confirmation, but it sounds like it's moving towards official. The fact that he's talking about it publicly. But yeah. My guess is he's definitely down for this unless he gets far along in the writing process and decides it just isn't working for him. Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't have the vision that he thought he did. But he did apparently called Kevin Feige, president of Marvel Studios, a couple months ago, according to Feige, to see if it was okay with him doing a Batgirl movie, according to The Hollywood Reporter, which is pretty cool, pretty classy thing for him to do. And, you know, they're not really competition, but still, when you work with one company a lot and switch to do something else, it's nice to talk about that. I don't know if it was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Would you be okay with that? Or if it's, hey, I'm doing this. Just wanted to let you know. I'm guessing it's somewhere in between, but that's cool of him to do.
Yeah, real class act. All right, moving on to DC TV news. Supergirl has released a new extended trailer for the next episode, Ace Reporter. It shows a lot of new footage that we didn't see in the other trailer. It looks like there's a lot of Queen Rhea, so we get to see her and badmouthing Supergirl. So I don't like her because I like Supergirl, so don't badmouth her.
Right.
We get a shot again of the alien president, which I think that was already like the stinger at the end of the last episode. It looks like the same footage, but just her sitting at her conference table, just moving her alien head around like a weirdo. We also get to see that it seems like somebody has figured out her secret identity, although pretty much everybody on the show already knows that Kara is Supergirl. But yeah, we see her like asking, how did you know I was Supergirl? But we don't see who's off screen. Might be Lena or somebody else.
Yeah, I'm curious who that will be. But she's in her Supergirl costume when she's asking that.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it's Supergirl. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think it. Yeah, I don't know who else there is even to figure out. I feel like Lena and Kat already know. They just are playing along sometimes.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess we'll see. I hope some people don't know her identity right away, because I think that's one thing that Flash and Arrow have struggled with. Not necessarily that like characters know about their identity or anything, like, so there's not that drama of, oh, I gotta hide my identity. Not necessarily that, but it seems like once everybody knows, they stop telling stories outside of who we need to fight this week. It just becomes a pure superhero story, and there's mm-hmm. no connection to the outside world. And I think that's something that they could probably do a better job with and balance a little better. But so I hope Supergirl doesn't fall into that too, although I mean it kind of already has, and they're doing good enough with it, so I probably shouldn't complain.
Yeah. Something we don't really see though is Cadmus, which I think we know they're going to be involved in some way in the rest of the season, so I'm interested to see what exactly they're cooking up and what they're going to be doing. But all in all, this gets me pretty hyped for Supergirl to come back.
Yeah, and it's just exciting. You know, these shows are just finally coming back next week. It's good to be watching them again. And yeah, I don't know how much we're going to see Cadmus the rest of the year. Maybe it's just more and more Queen Rhea and her stuff. But
yeah.
All right, that's it for news. We did get a Twitter question from Call Me Sammy. He said, I think Justice League film will kind of follow in the footsteps of the animated JL Justice League War film. What do you think about that, Zach?
Well, in some way, it's going to, I think, because it's about how Darkseid comes as invading Earth, and there's parademons and mother boxes, and how that kind of forces the Justice League to form because of the threat they're responding to, which basically seems like the general outline of what this Justice League movie is going to be.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of similarities when it comes to the villain and sort of the main story with that. So we're going to see parademon. It wouldn't surprise me at all if there's, you know, lots of parademon nests. And obviously it's going to be Steppenwolf and not Darkseid, but a lot of similarities in terms of that. Obviously, Superman's not dead in Justice League War.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be different. And some characterization will probably be a little bit different. And I think the big thing will be the team formation, because in Justice League War, I think it came out in 2014, but it's based on, you know, Justice League Origin by Geoff Johns and Jim Lee, which was sort of the start of the new 52. The team sort of forms almost by accident in that. So like there's these parademons, and then all the heroes just kind of run into each other, and they're like, hey, we should like fight them and stop that and stuff. Whereas in the, which I'm not bashing, I mean, it makes sense if you didn't know the threat was coming. But in the live-action films, Batman knows that the threat is coming. So it looks like he's obviously taking a much more proactive stance and sort of building the team before the threat comes, as opposed to the threat being there. And then, so that's the biggest difference I see. But I do think there will be a lot of similarities.
Yeah, same. And we got one more Twitter question from Bobby Klaus 1. What do you think of Mads Mikkelsen as Black Mask? So if you probably have heard the Mads Mikkelsen name before, but it's Galen Erso in Rogue One and Caecilius and Doctor Strange is probably, that's where I have seen him, seen the bulk of his work. I like him a lot as an actor. I think he's a pretty good guy. You know, he's a nice guy. I like to hang out with him. no, he's definitely scary. I think he plays a very good villain. Maybe issues with him is just his voice accent. I don't know if like hearing his voice just in my mind, and maybe that's my own problem, I don't see that as the voice of Black Mask. But I could easily get over that. I think he could do a good job at it.
Yeah, that does sound like your problem. I've seen him in a few things. I don't particularly remember him very much. I know, you know, he's a good actor, but I don't remember him ever standing out, and I don't even remember his voice. So I wouldn't have that problem. But when it comes to Black Mask, I think I'm going to stop fan casting because I just want it to go to an ugly person. if they're going to have a mask on, why not give it to a really good actor who might not get a shot because all the jobs go to good-looking people. Is that terrible to say?
All right. I can buy into that.
I guess I would accept a good-looking person if they had the acting chops, then I'd be okay with it. But yeah, I don't really have a preference when it comes to Black Mask. I don't think whoever can have an intimidating voice, I don't really care what they look like. I'm obviously just kidding, but yeah. All right, well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.